Question 1. Physics. Practice 3. Now listen to a lecture and take notes on the important information.
When scientists in Utah announced they had discovered a way to create cheap energy with little waste, the media grabbed hold of the story. It seemed too good to be true. However, the claim was met with much disdain in the scientific community. The scientists claimed that in their experiment, they observed the creation of an amount of energy too great to be explained by chemical reaction. To explain this finding, they guessed that nuclear fusion was taking place and called it cold fusion, as it was taking place at room temperature. The scientific community was astounded and didn't readily buy into the cold fusion claim. For one thing, it didn't fit with current theory. Nuclear physicists will tell you that when nuclear fusion takes place, there are protons or neutrons emitted. According to theory, the researchers should have been killed when they did the experiment. However, they weren't. Further, they were unable to detect any extra neutrons or protons. If nuclear fusion necessarily involves the emission of protons and neutrons, and in this experiment they didn't see any excess protons and neutrons, then it couldn't possibly be nuclear fusion. Unless, of course, the theory is incorrect. You cannot simply dismiss observations because they don't fit with a theory. That's how science works, isn't it? Theories are not facts. When evidence appears to contradict the theory needs to be reassessed. We cannot throw out observations because they don't fit with current theories. Science would not have progressed very far if we did. We'd still be wandering around thinking the sun and the planets revolved around the Earth. The scientific method demands that findings need to be replicated in order to validate them. After all, human error can lead to some flawed findings. So, when the cold fusion scientists made their announcement, many scientists followed suit and tried to replicate their experiment. They failed. They could not, with measured predictability, reproduce the findings of the original scientists. Following this, the whole idea was dismissed. Some accused the scientists of fraud, while others maintained that there must have been errors in their measurements. Indeed, the equipment used to take the measurements was not very accurate. So, the whole idea of cold fusion was deemed by some to be a pseudoscience. It did not stand up to the scientific process. There's a problem with this stance, though. The scientific process needs time. Just because results weren't replicated in the months following the initial experiment doesn't mean the findings are invalid. Fortunately, some have continued to pursue the idea, and many have, indeed, reproduced the original findings. The equipment used for taking measurements has improved greatly in this time and is more reliable. While some continue to insist that any positive finding must be erroneous, and indeed, some findings are erroneous, no skeptic has been able to identify an error that could explain all of the positive results obtained.